Hello, Eugene Springfield. 7:18 here at KUGN News Talk 590. If the guys would be on time, it would be 7:15, and that would mean it'd be time for the Crandy Dunn team time here. Real estate now here on News Talk 590 KUGN. But you know what? We're doing this anyway, even though it is moving up on 7:19. And Catherine, how are you?
I'm great.
And you survived? Let's just put it out there. You survived the snow dump of 2019, yes?
Yes, I'm here. I survived. It was touch and go, though.
So we've got lots to talk about here. We got seminars we want to get into here. We also want to talk about that landmark new law that just got passed.
Yes, Senate Bill 608. So that has passed, and that makes Oregon the first state to have rent control.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made our mark. And Jennifer Crandy and I are both landlords, so we pay attention to these landlord-tenant laws. And I read through, there's 22 pages in this bill, so I'm just going to give you kind of a snippet of, you know, the big two issues that this covers for landlords.
You're not going to read all 22 pages?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
So the big thing is that landlords can now increase rent up to a limit of 7%.
Okay.
Plus inflation, and that's based on the consumer price index. Now, that's a pretty big percentage to increase rent by. I've never increased rent that much, so this won't affect most landlords. But the interesting thing is, now that this bill's in place, my question is, 7%, that sounds fine, but are they going to ever tighten that?
Right.
The bill's in place,
right.
Are
right.
they going to tighten that? So that's something that we need to watch for. So that's one thing it does. The other thing it does, it also prohibits no-cause evictions after the first year that a tenant's in a property. Now, you can still evict for cause, like, you know, when someone violates a rental agreement, but no-cause is out for the first, after the first year.
After the first year, okay.
Yep. But the bill does add some new for-cause reasons that landlords can evict for. For example, if a landlord is evicting somebody because they have a sale on the property and the buyer of the property wants to have themselves live there or a family member live there, they can use that as a for cause. Or if they want to do substantial renovations or repairs on a property and they need the tenant to move out, they can use that as a for cause eviction. But when they use one of these new landlord-based for cause eviction reasons, they're required to give the tenant a 90-day notice, and they also have to pay 1 month's rent towards relocation expenses.
Okay.
So that's kind of the parameter there. Now, some landlords are exempt from some of these. For example, landlords that own four or fewer rentals, they can still use for-cause evictions.
So basically you're talking about you can't bounce somebody just because, for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
That's what the no cause. Okay, gotcha.
That is right. Correct. So you really have to read through this entire thing, or find a good summary. I found some good summaries because you try to read through this, and it's like, well, you got to go back and reread it over and over again so you can understand it. So find a good summary, and that should give you what you need to know.
Or if you have trouble sleeping at night, this would be good nighttime reading.
It put you right to sleep.
So let's talk seminars real quick. Got about a minute left. Let's talk about Cottage Grove. You're going to be at the Village Green coming up Saturday.
We are. We're going to be at the Village Green, the beautiful Village Green, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our seminar on how to sell your home for the highest price.
And a lot of information. It moves quick. And yes, you do have time for questions. You be armed with questions, notepad. Note-taking and whatnot, but there's a lot of really good information on the front end so that you know what steps to take and, more importantly, the timing, when to do it.
Yes, when
like
to sell.
Like now.
Yes, like now. In fact, a lot of homeowners are selling now this year because they have heard that the market is softening. In other states, it's already started softening. So if they're thinking of selling in the next few years, this is a really good time to sell. Susie Orman's even saying, hey, if you already have equity in your property and you're thinking of selling in the next few years, now might be the best year to do that before the market goes down. And we're also going to be in Florence on March 23rd, too, at the Pierpoint Inn. And then next week we'll be in Eugene and Springfield as well. So we've got four seminars coming up. So you can find out more at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
And she is Catherine Dunn, part of the Crandy Dunn team. Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.